All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:08. The weather, sunny, high near 50 today. So it's going to be a pretty nice day. Starting the morning off with a quickie.
All right.
Okay. The minute I said that this morning, you guys want to start the morning off with a quickie? You both were like, yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. 70% of women would rather give this up than their cell phone. Let's go to Walmart first. Walmart.
I'm going to say women would rather give up Netflix.
Oh.
No, that's not it.
Like the old Netflix binge.
Yeah.
It's not binging these days.
Yeah, but see, I could binge on my phone, so I don't think I would give up my phone.
That's true.
For Netflix. Gavin, 70% of women would rather give this up than their cell phone.
Man, cell phone, that's super important, but
it is.
Did they give up makeup?
Oh,
give up the makeup for the cell phone.
No.
Go natural, ladies. You look
beautiful. I don't know what the answer means or what it says about men.
Oh, boy.
70% of women would give up sex or women. I guess I shouldn't say that because it just could be. What does this say about sex? They would rather give up sex than their cell phone.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. A lot of you women aren't putting out anyway.
Oh, stop.
Seriously, no. I have like a calendar of the last time that I hooked up with my wife.
70% of women would rather give up sex than their
cell phone. Surprising.
That's a big number, Courtney.
I gave it up years ago, so I'm keeping my cell phone. That's all I'm saying. Hey, on the way, Harry Styles, Mohegan Sun Casino. We have got your chance to win tickets. Be listening at 8:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:23, sunny temperatures. High near 50 today. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. When was the last time you guys actually stopped by a mall and did some shopping?
So is it like an outdoor mall? Because I go to Evergreen Walk a lot. Or are you talking like
like a real mall?
Oh,
man.
5 years ago, maybe?
What? Okay.
I hate to say it, but probably 5 years ago. Or more.
Gavin?
I was there probably right before my wedding.
Okay, right, so a few months ago, you were at a mall.
Yeah, a few months ago, I got something I needed for our honeymoon. So.
Walmart, Jeff.
Really trying to think hard about it.
I know, me too. I don't remember.
I'm probably gonna say 4 years ago when I lived in Enfield.
Wow, yeah,
that's a long time.
I know. I don't know. It's just a lot.
Yeah, and the only reason why I stopped by the old Enfield Square in Enfield was because I was at Target and it's connected, and I wanted to walk through it and see.
Yeah.
What stores were left, and there weren't many.
By the way, I do like that mall. If I'm going to shop, I would rather go there. I just like it. I like the selection.
I think Bath and Body Works is the only store in that mall.
Well,
and
that's
like
a wonderful store to go to.
Whatever. Yeah, I know it is.
The easy parking in and out. I like it.
So anyway, some big changes coming to Buckland Hills in Brass Mill Center down in Waterbury.
Okay.
If you plan on going to those malls, if you're under the age of 17... they want you out by 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, really?
They're the only ones going to the mall. They're just going to... that's not good.
Well, that's the thing. Over the last couple of years, there have been some big fights and melees at the mall and stuff.
Remember?
Like that.
They were like, no gang colors, bandanas allowed at the mall. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unsupervised visitors under the age of 17 are going to be asked to leave at 5.
Mm.
And you have to show proper ID when going into the mall. One adult is allowed to supervise 4 kids under the age of 17 at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. Big changes.
Yeah, some big changes. This is happening at Buckland Hills in Brass Mill Center down in Waterbury.
All right.
The curfews take place November 28th through December 21st.
Just remember that, because if you're like my mom when we were kids, she would just drop us at the mall. She'd be like, oh, thank God, I got a day off. She would just drop us off and pick us up 8 hours later.
Yeah, closes at 9:45. I'll be outside in the station wagon.
All right, it is a 6:25. Charlie Puth and Ed Sheeran coming up next. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:38, time for Hollywood, brought to you by Better Built Basements. Well, Demi Lovato has got a big old baby bump.
Really?
She teases it for her guest role on Will and Grace.
Oh.
She's wearing a fake baby bump. She did take to Instagram. She shared the photo of herself like cuddling her fake baby bump, but she did say in the caption, real or fake with a question mark.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's fake. She's starring in 3 episodes of the final season. She was backstage on the set of Will and Grace.
We're going to be on bump watch for some time between her and Halsey.
Ooh,
just in case,
true.
Right? Yeah. We need to watch it just in case. If you want to see her baby bump, it is on our blog right now. Ed Sheeran's prayers have been answered. Town officials gave the thumbs up on what they're calling he wants to build. He's calling it a prayer retreat. He wants to build it on the grounds of his property, his British property. The building is supposedly modeled after Noah's Ark.
Really?
So it's a giant arc. It's described as, according to Ed, a space in which he, his family, and different people can retreat for contemplation, prayer, and relaxation to celebrate and meditate in peace and harmony.
You know you have too much money when you can build an ark on your property.
A Noah's Ark for you to meditate in. Yeah. That is huge. And finally, the Grammys have been announced. Lizzo and Billie Eilish lead the Grammy nominees. Lizzo is up for 8. Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X have 6 apiece. Making things a little more interesting is the ladies, Billie Eilish and Lizzo, will go head-to-head in 5 categories.
Oh, really?
Including Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Best New Artist. It's going to be so interesting.
It is. I like both of them.
I love it. The Grammy Awards, hosted by Alicia Keys, airing live on CBS on January 26th. Taylor Swift up for a few, as well as Ariana Grande. Get the full list right now at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. That was Lil Nas X, Panini. 6:48, sunny. Temperatures in the low 50s. It is time for good news every weekday morning. At this time, we bring you good news, and we love to hear yours. What's going on in your world? Thirsty Thursday. Maybe you have plans with a girlfriend. That's good news. Call us. 860-247-9570. All right. Good news if you want to help others this holiday season. And starting today, you can do that.
That's right, Courtney. You know, it's the season of giving. And the 29th annual Stuff a Bus Food Drive is kicking off today in Hamden. Our friends down there, they're going to be collecting frozen turkeys, monetary donations, and non-perishable food items. And all this is going to benefit the Connecticut Food Bank, which does a lot of good for people here who don't have a lot. So if you are in the Hamden area today or tomorrow, it's actually kicking off right now, so you can head on down to the Hamden Plaza and donate.
All right, and all that info will also be up on the Courtney and Kiss in the Morning Facebook page.
Yeah,
I'll post
all this stuff up there, kiss957.com, keyword Courtney.
Awesome, so you know exactly where to go to help others. Yeah. Now I feel bad doing my good news story.
Why?
Because Gavin's all about helping others. I believe in helping others. However, I just found out that Mariah Carey...
Okay,
here we go. I love, you know, I'm obsessed with her. And the only Christmas song I listen to is All I Want for Christmas, because it's my favorite song in the whole world.
Yep.
And it is the number one Christmas song of all time. Mariah Carey just released a video of her singing it for the first time ever live. And it was at New York's Cathedral of St. John the Divine. And they say back then when they heard her sing this for the first time live, they knew it would be one of the best Christmas songs of all time. If you don't like it,
why?
Walmart's giving me a dirty look. It sounds beautiful. You need to see this video. She's a little kid. This is 25 years ago.
It's funny how this video is surfacing for the first time in 25 years.
Right.
A story came out the other day saying her Christmas tour is not doing so well.
What?
Do not.
What? I'm just saying it's not selling tickets. And she releases a video. The song's been out for 25 years.
Disrespect the queen of Christmas.
All right.
She's a queen of Christmas. If you want to see that video, it is on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Walmart, what's your good news?
Hey, this isn't really good news, but I just stayed in a hotel recently and I just saw this story. A hotel in Japan is offering a penthouse suite for $1. It's awesome. A couple bedrooms, a couple bathrooms, a bowling alley, top floor. You're overlooking the city.
For a dollar. What's the catch?
What?
You have to live stream it the entire time you're there.
The whole time.
The only place the live stream isn't filming you is in the bathroom. So would you guys do that?
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not going to see anything. I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, really?
I hope not.
See, it's always interesting. When I'm in a hotel room, it's like I'm in a different place.
It's like Vegas.
Yes, it's like
Vegas. If the hotel room isn't in Vegas, you're in Vegas.
It's like Vegas.
All right, share your good news. Do you have good news? It doesn't matter what it is. If it's good news to you, we would love to hear it. So call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. It's Taylor Swift and Lover. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We're getting ready for Second Date Update. It's time to go to Newington.
Oh, okay. I like Newington.
So Second Date Update, if you go on a first date and you have a great time, you feel like you made a connection, but you don't hear from that person again for like a second date, you call us.
That's right. We get answers.
So we're going to go to Newington. Garrett is on the line. Good morning, Garrett.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great. Welcome to Second Date Update. Hopefully we can help you out here. The producer says you went on a date with a girl named Rachel. So you need to tell me about this great date, Garrett.
Okay, so we had a date. It was roughly like an hour and a half. I thought it went really, really well. We had a really good time together.
Okay.
I ended up getting I got to kiss her on the cheek.
Wow.
At the end of the date, which like never happens. I've like never done that before.
Wow.
And yeah, it was really, really fun. Oh. And I called her and messaged her a few days later, and I didn't hear a response.
Okay.
I assume maybe something's wrong with her phone, or I don't know.
Okay,
so
let me ask you a question.
Number one,
number one, you sound like Gavin. And number two, did you have sex with her? Did you hook up?
He said he kissed her on the cheek.
We kissed on the cheek outside in public.
That was it? You didn't have sex?
Jeff.
No.
He sounds like a nice guy. No. He's just trying to be respectful to a woman. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, we had a fun time. I didn't think any of us would be ready for that for at least a couple more dates, you know?
Yeah, listen, Garrett, don't explain yourself. You had a great first date. You took her out for a nice dinner. You kissed her on the cheek at the end of the date. I think that's very sweet. Did you feel like you had a connection, the two of you, your conversation?
Yeah, we had a really good, deep, romantic connection.
Oh.
I thought every conversation we had, we just like really connected. And yeah, I thought it was just so good.
All right, Garrett, I'm going to call Rachel. You're going to be listening in. We're just going to ask her to be honest and let us know how she thought the date went. So if you're ready to get answers, Garrett, I'm ready to call your date, Rachel. Are you okay?
Yes, I am ready to get answers.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. We're back at his second date update. We're in Newington. We're with Garrett, who took Rachel on a fantastic date. We're getting ready to call Rachel, who hasn't responded to Garrett's phone call and text message for a second date. But Garrett, you felt a real connection with Rachel on this date?
It was easily one of my favorite dates ever. I thought I had such a good time.
And at the end of the date, you kissed her on the cheek?
I got a really nice kiss on the cheek. I was able to kiss her on the cheek, which is a first and was so romantic.
And then Jeff, did your mom pick you up?
I swear.
My mom is a few blocks towns over,
Garrett,
couldn't really go to her place.
You don't have to answer him, Garrett.
That's okay.
Do me a favor and don't answer him. He is a gentleman.
It's okay. We would probably meet. I would maybe think they would meet like 2 or 3 months later or so.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I am ready, Garrett. I am going to call Rachel. You're going to be listening in, and feel free to jump in at any time. Okay, Garrett?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
I don't
know. Stop.
This guy sounds really nice.
Sounds like Gavin.
Yeah. He's trying to just look for love. What's wrong with that?
Just let's all behave, because I am dying on the inside. I love this guy.
Poor
I think
guy.
He sounds like a sweetheart. He sounds like a sweetheart. He really does. He sounds like an absolute doll.
Yeah, but women don't like sweethearts.
And you know what happens?
What?
You lose in the end.
That's right.
I know.
Find a nice guy, treat you right.
First hand. I know. Always go with a nice guy.
You got Mr. Automotive now.
He's not a nice guy. I never said that.
Hello?
Hi, is Rachel there?
Speaking.
Hey, Rachel, it's Courtney.
And Walmart Jeff.
And Gavin.
You're on the air. It is Kiss 95.7. Hey!
Okay. Hey!
Wow, good morning, Rachel. I suppose I should tell you why you're on the radio this morning.
That would be good to know.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're familiar with our show, so then you obviously have heard of Second Date Update. When somebody goes on a first date, they have a great time, but they don't get called for a second date. You're on Second Date Update.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
So I'll refresh your memory. Garrett called us. He said he took you on a fantastic date, that you guys went to a really nice restaurant. He thought your conversation was great. You're very beautiful, engaging. And at the end of the night, got a nice kiss on the cheek. And he's actually, I think, reached out to you a couple of times for a second date, but he has not gotten a response. So we just want you to be honest.
Garrett is very nice.
Okay.
The restaurant was very nice. The conversation was not that great. He's just really boring. I'm sorry. He's very nice, but he's He's so dull. I could not wait for the evening to end.
Okay.
At one point, I think he like talked about how he liked to wash his car. I was just really bored.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you don't have to apologize. I mean, my only advice is maybe next time just be honest with a guy. Like, I've done that before, and I was scared to do it, but just like, hey, I didn't feel a connection.
Sure.
But Garrett is on the line. I'm going to bring Garrett in because he really is a super guy, Rachel. Garrett, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So she just didn't feel, Rachel, just didn't feel the connection you felt. That's all.
Yeah, that stings to hear just because I kind of thought the car washing story was cool because I don't really tell a lot of people about that. That's supposed to be like a really therapeutic thing I do for myself every other day. What could I do to make it better? What could I do to like make the date and myself more exciting?
No, Garrett, I'm sorry. Thank you. I think you just need to find somebody that you're more compatible with. And I'm just not that person.
Okay.
I'm sorry that
do
I didn't
more
return
stuff.
Your
I don't know. Sorry.
Garrett, you do not have to change one bit. Listen, sometimes it's just a love connection, a one-sided love connection. It's happened to me.
Yeah.
And you know what, Garrett? You're a great guy. You're a nice guy. I do not want you to think you have to change one bit. You will find somebody who is a total connection, you know, both on both sides. And Rachel, I'm sure you're going to find somebody too. You both sound like great people. I just think it wasn't a connection. That's all.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, save the car washing story until like the third date. That would be maybe be my only advice.
You know what?
Can we put someone on hold so I can find out what this car washing story is?
We will do that. But Garrett, I'm going to put you on hold so that we can talk a little bit more off the air. You're a super great guy. Thank you guys for both being on Second Date Update. And thank you for being honest, Rachel.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
Sorry.